Hello, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audible. Welcome along. You join me here on a Sunday morning. It's 11 o'clock, and you join me for the championship review that I started to do. So it was a really interesting day in the championship. Mad. First of all, we had some crazy results. Some unexpected results and some pretty predictable results. First up, we had Brighton, and they faced a tricky tie against Blackpool. The score ended 2-2. Kevin Phillips saved the day for Blackpool there with two goals, and one of those goals was in the 90th minute. So that really saved it, because they were 2-0 down. So it's pretty impressive that they had come back to be 2-2. We also had Bristol City and Portsmouth, and that was probably a predictable 0-0 result, as Bristol City were in 16th and Portsmouth were in 11th. So, you know, there wasn't, you know, they both teams weren't exactly playing to the best of their ability, but it finished 0-0. We had Burnley, who played against Cardiff, and Cardiff, who've lost players and they've lost their top scorer, Chopra, and that was a 1-1 draw. Quite a few bookings there for Cardiff. Then we had Coventry, who are in bad shape, very bad shape. They're sitting with just 1 point, which they got yesterday, and they played Watford, and that finished 0-0. Sorry. Then we had Derby, who went to Doncaster, and Derby in great form at the moment, and they had a 3-0 win, and Derby are sitting up in second at the moment, joint first really, because we're at the same amount of points, and that was a fabulous result for them. They were 1-0 at half time, so they did really well. Hull then went to Crystal Palace, and Crystal Palace won that 1-0 with an own goal, obviously, by Chester. Then we have Nottingham Forest, who are in bad shape right now, and they played Leicester, and Leicester were winning 2-0, and Forest brought that back to be 2-2, so a good point for them. And madness is that Kasper Schmeichel, the goalkeeper for Leicester, got sent off, and he was in my Bloomin' fantasy team. Terrible, isn't it? Anyway, he got sent off. So that's really the reason probably Forrest got back into it. We had Reading, who went to Barnsley, and Barnsley won 2-1, which is a bit surprising. Southampton, who are in great form, are sitting up top of the table. They won 1-0 against Millwall. And we also had the most amazing result. Peterborough were playing against kind of localish rivals in East Anglia, Ipswich. And Peterborough, oh my God, what a game. This was on Sky and it was amazing. They won 7-1. Ipswich went down to 9 men. And we were worried what the score was going to end up, but they pulled it out and they did damage limitations. And it finished 7-1. It was 4-1 at half time, but there was like a player sent off just before half time, and then there was a player sent off just after half time. Mad. So Ipswich looked very devoid of creativity, looked very devoid of defenders. And then I think there were some games on the Wednesday and the Tuesday during the week. But I'll give you a quick run through. Derby won against Blackpool 1-0. Brighton won against Cardiff 3-1. Bristol City beat Leicester 2-1. Millwall and Peterborough, not Middlesbrough, was 2-2. And on the Tuesday, the 16th of August, Middlesbrough won 3-1 against Barnsley. Crystal Palace beat Coventry 2-1. Doncaster were beaten by Forest. Ipswich again lost, and they are conceding goals by the bucket load. Southampton beat them during the week 5-2. Leeds had a good win against Hull 4-1, and Ipswich have to face Leeds next. Not good. Portsmouth v Reading. Watford Portsmouth won against Reading, and West Ham beat Watford 4-0. Now, the fixtures today, out of interest, will be West Ham v Leeds. West Ham are 9th and Leeds are 17th. And Middlesbrough, who are 6th, face Birmingham, which is a very tricky test. And Birmingham haven't started very well, and they're in 18th, but it's all early days. And as I said, Ipswich are looming just right above the drop zone. At the moment in the relegation zone are Watford, Coventry and Doncaster. So all to play for, and an amazing day in the Championship. So till the next time, and I'll do a review hopefully tomorrow. Take care, and I'll catch you soon. Bye.